And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of August, 2025. August 22nd is World Plant Milk Day, which was created in 2017 by the co-founder of Plant-Based News, Robbie Lockie, to celebrate the many vegan alternatives to dairy milk. The day became a collaborative effort between Plant-Based News and ProVeg in 2018, with a campaign encouraging millions of people around the world to make the switch from dairy milk to plant-based alternatives. On this World Plant Milk Day, a reminder of why the future must be dairy-free. Dairy is an unsustainable industry that contributes to the climate crisis and causes untold misery. Dairy is arguably one of the most abhorrent industries in which animals are used for food. It is also perhaps the most misunderstood. While everyone's aware that meat comes from dead animals, and even the most carnivorous among us would have a hard time making the moral case for factory farms and slaughterhouses, society tends to see dairy farms through rose-tinted glasses. Growing up, many of us read wholesome stories about caring farmers lovingly milking their animals. After all, milk comes from cows naturally, doesn't it? And aren't we doing them a favor by relieving them of it? What we're told about dairy is a lie. It's true that cows need to be milked, but only because of what we do to them. Milk, after all, only comes from mothers. Dairy cows are forcibly impregnated via artificial insemination from the age of around 15 months, and their pregnancies last 9 months. This means they'll usually give birth for the first time at the age of 2. After their first baby, cows are impregnated again within a matter of weeks. Dairy cows will generally give birth once a year. A cow's calf is taken from her hours after his or her birth, but mother cows form powerful attachments to their babies just like humans do. Being separated from their young is hugely traumatic, and they cry out for them for days after they're gone. The calves are often kept in small, barren crates on their own for around 2 months and fed a milk replacement. The female calves will then eventually suffer the same fate as their mothers, while males will enter the veal market. Cows used in the dairy industry have been selectively bred to produce around 4.5 times more milk than they naturally would. This means they often suffer from mastitis, a painful udder infection. After their bodies tire, dairy cows are considered spent by the industry. Cows can naturally live for around 25 years, but dairy cows will be slaughtered at the age of 6. No two cows are alike. Some are bold, some timid, some curious, some affectionate. Research has shown that from a young age, calves each react very differently to stimuli in their surroundings, reflecting their individual likes, dislikes, and personality. Cows can solve puzzles. What's more, they enjoy it. When they work out the solution to a problem, one study found that young heifers would get excited, some even jumping into the air, seemingly to celebrate their eureka moment. Researchers are finding that cattle are far more intelligent than people give them credit for and may actually possess heightened brain function and decision-making abilities. Like humans, a mother cow and her calf share a strong and special bond, one that can form within minutes of birth. When mother cows and their calves are left to live a natural life, the calf will suckle from his mother for several months, even up to a year. Dairy is terrible for the environment, faring worse than plant-based milks in every respect. In terms of land use, fresh water use, and greenhouse gas emissions, dairy is by far the most earth-damaging milk on the market. And how can cow's milk be considered a healthy food when 65% of the world's population is intolerant to it? Once someone who is lactose intolerant consumes cow's milk or any other lactose-containing dairy products, symptoms can occur within 30 minutes. These symptoms include abdominal pain, bloating, gas, nausea, and diarrhea. But almond milk, soy milk, cashew milk, rice milk, hemp milk, oat milk, coconut milk, macadamia nut milk, and flax milk are just some of the popular plant-based milks easily available at most supermarkets today. all of them are healthier, much kinder to the earth, and don't contribute to suffering. And here's a poem for today, The Pasture, by Robert Frost. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear, I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. I'm going out to fetch the little calf who's standing by his mother. He's so young, he totters when she licks him with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come too. The Pasture by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to care for cows and drink plant milks.